Well, from birds to plants, and there's a very interesting study been done this week by scientists in Canada. This is James Carhill, who's from the University of Alberta. And he wanted to know what would happen if you plant two plants in the same pot. What do their roots do? Because everyone knows that plants make roots, and the roots grow out into the soil, and they bring in water and nutrients for the plant to grow on. But how do they compete with each other? What's the decision that goes on in the plant about where to send its roots in the soil? So this paper published in Science this week describes a series of experiments using a plant called Abutilon theophrasti. You might know this as China jute or velvet leaf. It's quite a nice, pretty flower. What they started off with was just plants grown on their own in a pot. And after the plant had grown, if you chop the stem off and inject some dye down the stem, you can label up with a coloured dye the roots, and this enables you to see where the roots go, and therefore you can work out the distribution of roots in the soil. They do that, and they find that the roots go everywhere, all over the pot. No problem there. What happens if you introduce another plant, though? Let's have two plants side by side and do the same experiment. Well, with the soil being homogeneous between them, in other words, there's equal amounts of nutrients in all portions of the pot, the roots of each plant grow towards each other, but when they get close, they stop, and they will not cross each other, but they will go elsewhere. Then what happens if you say, well, let's put the nutrients only right between the two plants? So in other words, in order to get water and nutrients, they've got to get together. And if you do it that time, what you find out is that the roots of the two plants grow into the nutrients and they do cross and they will intermingle with each other. And this is extraordinary because it shows that plants can actually integrate multiple information sources. They've got one source of information saying the nutrients are over here and another source of information saying, ah, but there's a competing plant here. You don't want to get too close to that because it will make you compete with it. But the plant says, well, I haven't got enough nutrients, so I'm going to have to ignore that signal and grow there anyway. No one knows what these signals are, but isn't that intriguing?
It's wonderful and makes me think an awful lot more is going on when I take out my plants from their pots to put them in a bigger one and they're all tangled up. But obviously they're having a big fight in there over nutrients and space, and that's very complex, very interesting.
Absolutely. If there are limiting supplies of nutrients, then they are going to be forced to compete with each other.